husband, my late husband, Dr. Richard Carlson, the author of Don't Sweat the Small Stuff. And she wanted to, his books had really impacted her. She'd been in deep grief, and she describes it as having small points of light that would point her on the direction of how to live life again. And so she was so inspired. She reached out to him and wanted to do a 30-minute sitcom with him. And we signed something with ABC to do a sitcom based on our lives at that time. And then some sort of reorganization happened in ABC, and they decided not to do it. And Richard and I felt like, oh, we probably dodged a bullet on that one, because our kids were little and we thought that would be too much pressure for them. So we were really kind of happy it didn't go through. And then Maura just kept on. You know, she was always wanted to do something with our books. And Lifetime executive Tanya Lopez knew about the series and asked her about it, and decided that she wanted to do something for a Lifetime biopic on Don't Sweat the Small Stuff. So they decided that my story was the story to tell. And my story is, you know, a story of loss, a story of deep love. My late husband and I had a beautiful marriage, and at the time of his sudden death in 2006, he was only 45, and I was 43. He died from a pulmonary embolism while on the descent of a flight to New York.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, so it was very sudden. It was a very sudden loss for me and my girls and all of our, you know, everybody who loved him. And so my story is one of life, love, and loss, and rebuilding, you know, reforming life. The movie is about, you know, the family love that we had before he died, the family love that endures after he died. It shows kind of the messiness of what a family goes through in grief, especially my daughters were teenagers at the time, 14 and 17, and how messy it is. And, but how you know, when you're a resilient person, how you cope, and how I very much relied on the tools of our book series. I very much relied on the principles that are woven in those series for my own survival, and then for my own regaining of a life, you know, rebuilding life. So that's the story.
Wow. And what would you say was maybe the hardest part about filming it and sharing your story? Was there something that was difficult for you to remember or anything like that?
I think that what's hard about sharing a story like that is that it was the hardest time in our lives. You know, and I think it's hard to think of, you know, it was hard to know that my kids were going to have to, on some level, relive that. Even though they're grown women, they're very mature, still it's a difficult time to remember and to relive in a way. And then I think also, you know, what's hard about a movie is it's a movie, you know, it's not completely accurate to your story. So you have to kind of watch it through the lens of, oh, okay, well, this is their interpretation of these events and so forth. That's challenging to watch a movie about your life when it's, you know, there's adaptation to it and so forth. But I think they did a beautiful job with this movie, and they put a lot of heart and soul into it, which is what matters. What matters at the end of the day is that we help to inspire other people who are going through loss, that they have hope. And for the people who aren't going through loss, that maybe they learn a little bit about what it's like to go through that kind of loss. You know, they might see somebody else in a different light that they know that's going through loss. You know, it might give them a lot more compassion and understanding.
Oh, absolutely. Especially now with everything going on in the world, I think that's exactly what we need.
Yeah, we need a lot more compassion for one another. Exactly. More gentleness, less harshness. Everybody's sweating the small stuff right now, big time.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's how I feel about it, too. And you're absolutely right. And what would you say was your favorite memory about working on the movie?
Well, I got to work really closely with writer Shannon Colliery. She wrote the script, so I got to work very closely with her. And then my favorite was visiting the set and being on set while they filmed some of the scenes. I got to be in a cameo scene of I was a soccer mom, and that was really fun. I got to stand behind Heather and cheer on my daughter in the movie, Kenna. I knew how to do that really well because I was a soccer mom. So.
Oh, that is adorable. And how are your daughters doing now? They're all doing okay?
Yeah, they're doing great. I'm so proud of them.
That's great. That's great. And they're not teenagers anymore, I take it?
No, one, Jazz has 5 children, all under the age of 12. And Kenna's just, she's living her dream right now. And they're both just, they're doing great. They're both almost, one's 29 and one's 32.
Oh, wow. That's amazing. Yeah. It's like, well, they have a great mom, so of course they're going to be amazing. So
they're just wonderful young women. They always have been, and they've always been great kids. And, you know, they're great. They're just wonderful young women. I'm very proud of them.
And what else are you working on these days? Do you have any other projects on the docket?
You know, I will write another book. I'm promoting my latest book, which is actually a rebirth of the second edition of the book. The one that Lifetime bought was called Heartbroken Open. So I'm promoting that. It's available on Amazon. And that's what the movie is based on, is that book called Heartbroken Open, a true story of coming alive again after profound loss.
Great. When is that due to come out?
It's out.
Oh, it's out already. Great.
Yeah, I just
yes.
got it. It's the second edition on the book, but it's a refreshed version.
Got it. Okay, that makes sense. I'm excited. I'm going to have to go add it to my Amazon list.
Yeah, please. Yeah, if you can put a link to that book in it, that would be great.
I will, absolutely.
Thank you. It's yellow one, not the green one.
Okay, perfect. I will make sure to do that.
It has a new subtitle. I changed the subtitle from a memoir through loss to self-discovery to the new subtitle is a true story of coming back alive again after profound loss.
Definitely going to add that for you. And one thing I like asking people I interview is tell me a fun fact about yourself.
One fact?
A fun fact.
A fun fact. Oh, I don't know. Let's see. Let me think. What is a fun fact about me? I guess I'm not that fun.
Or something you find interesting that people might not necessarily know.
Oh, my gosh. I'm such an open book. What do they might not necessarily know about me? Tell me some of the things that some people say that'll trigger me. I'm exhausted right now.
Yeah, sure. Like my usual go-to is when I was a little girl, I convinced my mom I was going to be a Harlem Globetrotter.
Oh, my God.
Unfortunately, that didn't. But she took me to see him at Madison Square Garden when I was 3 years old. And there I am in my pink jumpsuit and my pigtails, leaving the Madison Square Garden, telling my mom and everybody that passed that I was going to be a Harlem Globetrotter. People were looking at me. I'm like, well, mommy said I could be whatever I want to be, so I'm going to be a Harlem Globetrotter.
Oh, that's so cute. That's really, really cute. Yeah. Well, I podcast from bed.
So do I, actually.
Yeah, so you do? That's so cool. You podcast from bed, too?
Yeah, so usually I have a cat or a dog on my lap, so, you know,
yeah,
it works.
Cool. Yeah, I podcast from bed. I have my Yeti mic all set up. I bring it close to my bed, and I sit in my bed, and that's what I podcast. So I get up very early. I wake up around 4 a.m. every day.
Oh, wow. I don't do that, but I definitely relate to the podcasting in bed.
Yeah, that would probably be my best fun fact. I'm not very fun, I guess.
That's
I'm
cute.
a
I like it, yeah. And what are you watching on TV these days?
Oh my gosh, what am I watching on TV? I hit a lot of the series. Well, I watch a lot of the Netflix series. What was that one I just watched, Kenna?
For me.
Oh, I love The Maid. Yeah, I just watched The Maid.
Oh, nice. Yeah, that one's next on my list.
I like The Morning Show too. I watch that too.
That's so good. I love it.
Oh yeah, love Reese Witherspoon.
Yeah, she is adorable. I absolutely love her.
Yeah, she's awesome.
And what would you consider to be your guilty pleasure TV show or movie?
Probably like all of them. What? Oh yeah, Outlander was my favorite. I mean, I just love I love movies, like seriously, but it's all a guilty pleasure for me because I could literally sit all day on Sunday. I used to call them my lifetime Sundays, where I would shut my door when my kids were little and they were invited in if they would be quiet on the bed with me, and I would literally watch lifetime movies all day on Sunday. And now I have one, which is so strange and fun.
That is the best. And it's funny, we used to do that all the time in college. We used to go down to the cafeteria, grab a bunch of breakfast food, and all get together in the main room and eat our pancakes and our waffles, drinking coffee, and watching all the Lifetime movies.
Yeah, so fun. I mean, I used to just, that's what my Sunday was like if I wasn't on the soccer field or something. I just would, it's when I stopped getting sick. Like, I would never caught colds after that because I always took Sundays as a rest day.
I might have to start bringing that tradition back now that you put it in my mind. I think I'm going to bring this tradition back.
Yeah, it's great. You just stop. You never have to get sick because you give yourself permission to just relax and rest and do your guilty pleasure all day long.
That is the way to do it. And where can we find you on social media so we could follow your amazing self? Because you're just incredible.
Oh, thank you. I'm on Instagram at don't sweat underscore, or it's don't sweat underscore small stuff. And then I'm at Christine underscore Carlson.
Wonderful. I am going to follow you and thank you for taking the time today. I truly appreciate you and good luck with everything.
Oh, thank you for interviewing me. I really appreciate you too. Have a wonderful day, Sammy.
You too. Bye.
Bye.